This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Game night. What do we got? Like 2.5 hours? Not good at math. 4:34. So maybe 5 and then 6 to 7 to. Oh, actually 3.5 hours.
Is it 3 or 4?
Yeah, 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours.
Because at 5 o'clock, it'll be 3 hours. And Mohler doesn't have time for this. Randy Mohler's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Mohler, NHL for many years, but a broadcaster for the Panthers even longer. By the way, you can watch Mohler on Scripps Sports tonight. That's tonight and every night before Panthers hockey. If you want a little local flavor before it goes to a national telecast, but it'll be Mohler and Jessica Blaylock and Ed Jovanovsky. And I'm guessing Goldie is probably there in Raleigh, North Carolina. And they'll get you ready for game 2 tonight. That's channel 39 in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. South Florida's 9 in Palm Beach County. And Mohler's with us now. Hello, Mohler.
Yeah, just one mistake there. Jovo won't be on the show tonight. He got suspended. So Jessica and I in the studio. And, I love spreading all those kind of rumors and that.
No, I mean, he went on Spittin' Chiclets today. You can't let him on the Scripps show, but you're letting him on Spittin' Chiclets?
Yeah, he's got a family obligation tonight, so we understand that and respect that. So, yeah, it'll be Jess and I in the studio. Goldie and Katie will have a couple different hits from up in Raleigh, get everybody all set. And go inside the numbers and it should be a lot of fun, a lot of intensity, a lot of Panthers really just took the air out of the balloon, as they say, in game number one up in Raleigh the other night. They just played their game and power play clicked, and I thought they really shut down the Carolinas, their offensive stars, kept them to the outside. And when they did get chances, especially in the first period and a half, Sergei Bobrovsky has just proven that he's the best goaltender in the world right now. As I've said before, guys, you don't need the best goaltender in the world. You need the goaltender that's playing the best in the world. And that's what Sergei Bobrovsky's doing for the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, Tuesday night was interesting to me because, like you say, they did suck the life out of that arena. I was saying on the show yesterday, you know, the Panthers, they have this way of not only demoralizing the opponent, but kind of demoralizing the opponent's fan base as well. Does that carry over? We've had the conversation today about the Knicks last night. You know, the Knicks, they had the win, and then Indiana mounts this incredible comeback, and they end up stealing, you know, the victory last night at Madison Square Garden. And I was saying, can the Knicks overcome something like that? What about Carolina? I mean, that was a demoralizing home loss in the Eastern Conference Finals. Is that out of their minds by the time the puck drops tonight?
Oh, I think so. I think so. This is a team that's been very dominant on home ice, and they had won 5 straight on home ice in the playoffs this year leading up, and they really use that as an advantage. They had, 5-6 days off after their 5-game win in the second round against Washington Capitals. There might have been a little bit of rust of their game. Panthers were really on their toes, got a quick start, and and kind of took that crowd out of it. But the Panthers, the way they can play on the road, and they don't change their systems and that, whether they're at home or on the road. And a lot of teams have difficulty doing that, and they can ramp it up at home, but then on the road, they play a little bit different. Panthers play the same way, and the physicality and that, what they're trying to do is the same thing they did in the last round is as longer the series goes on, the physicality and that will start to wear on the opposition, the Hurricanes. And that's exactly what their game plan is. And that's the way they went and all the way last year and the year before going to the finals as well. It's a big part of playoff hockey, and a lot of teams that have faltered. They can't either sustain that same type of physicality and intensity every shift. When the Panthers have been fortunate that they've been able to do that.
Moeller, we call it physicality, being the aggressors, and we love it because it's resulted in potentially three straight trips to the Stanley Cup final. Other fan bases might call it, you know, cheap shots and being dirty. But I thought in the early stages of game one, it was Carolina trying to be the aggressors. It was Carolina trying to be a little bit chippier, a little bit more physical, and it backfired because the Panthers were able to get that quick power play goal. Did you notice that as well, or is it just because of the style the Panthers play, it just leads to teams being frustrated?
Yeah, I think a little bit of everything there that you said. I mean, they bumped Sergei Bobrovsky a number of times in that game one, but I mean, Sergei's been around a long time, and unless he really gets flat, and you're not going to hurt him, and he expects that. He expects to be crowded in that crease. I mean, that was obviously very evident in the game plan for Carolina to come out and really get into the crease area and possibly bump Bobrovsky and get him off his game. It just didn't work. His focus and the way that he can reset after maybe getting knocked off balance within a half a second is second to none in the NHL. In my opinion, other goaltenders, they just flop all over and they can't get back up in time and track the puck. Sergei Bobrovsky's been able to do that his whole career. And I think that's going to be another focal point again tonight. I think Carolina is going to come even more. They're forechecking, which is a mainstay, especially in their building. It fizzled out as the game went on because the Panthers, and credit to their defensemen, the Panthers defense, they moved the puck very quickly. If they didn't have a play, just a clearing off the glass, off the boards, and then get it out in the neutral zone and that. It's all these little parts that if you watch the way the Panthers play, and as I say, they don't change their style, but it just seems like one or two of these small details, whatever is the difference when they win the game, whether it's, stopping the rushes up the ice. I felt that even though Carolina had a couple of fast breaks and odd man rushes, Panthers really kept it to a minimum, and then the Panthers, they scored in their chances. I mean, you got to look at the big picture. Carolina had chances the other night. It was just that the Panthers were able to capitalize on those chances, and that was really, in my mind, that was the difference in the game, as well as the two power play goals that the Panthers got open up the scoring on the power play, and that puts the opposition back in their heels. And I know the Panthers, they'll tell you, and I think Paul Maurice said it again this morning, there's still aspects of their game that they want to be better at and execution and that. We'll see if the Panthers can have a very similar execution of some of those small details that win hockey games in the playoffs. It's not pretty. The Panthers talk about it. They say, hey, let's just win it dirty and grind it out. And for a lot of times, mentally, they can outlast the opposition. They've proven that over the last few years.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned the bumps that Sergei Bobrovsky was taking on Tuesday night, because I noticed that as well. And I came on the show yesterday and I said, you know what I love about this Panthers team is that they're unflappable, because Bobrovsky said, it was either after the game or yesterday, it's playoff hockey. Like, it didn't get to him, where I think some goalies, they may have lost their emotions while that was going on. And we love Paul Maurice because, you know, we always do our impersonation of him where he just says, yeah, it's just hockey. Like, he's unflappable. And yeah. I saw Brad Marchand today. Katie Ingelson had sent out a tweet that Brad Marchand was talking about the culture in the Panthers room. And the quote was, "I can't say enough about the organization. No one needs leadership in the room. Everyone is a leader in their own way." And for me, that also plays into this narrative that they're unflappable. They know what their jobs are. They don't need someone screaming at them. They don't get caught up in the emotion of nonsense where teams, we see it against the Panthers. Teams do get caught up in it because the Panthers can do that to you. Is that one of the, I don't know, outstanding traits of this team, is that they, as great as they are and as strong as the personalities that they have, they really are unflappable. They just handle their business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I think just to reinforce that, Hawk, is the Panthers have experience. They've been through, you go back. I mean, this is three straight years where possibly they could go to the Stanley Cup Finals. They know, the players know when they're playing well and whether they're tidying up on the details and their breakouts are clean and they're getting speed through the neutral zone. Their forechecking is working. The defensemen are getting up the ice. They know when they play well, and they know when they don't play well. They have the experience. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. You don't need a Paul Maurice or the coaching staff coming in there screaming and yelling at them if things aren't going well. The players know that. There's internal leadership there from so many players that maybe it's just a comment, hey, guys, settle down. Let's get back to the basics. Let's not try and score three goals in one shift. Let's just chip away and get back.
We seem to have lost Moeller there.
Yeah, let me see if I can get him back on the line really quickly.
Right. He's probably, talking to us from the kitchen. We know that he likes to cook a little food in the afternoon. He's a very good cook. We'll see if we can get him reconnected. If not, I think we've heard plenty. I think what I can extrapolate from Moeller there is Carolina Hurricanes are a damn good team at home. Don't be too fooled by Tuesday. Panthers will handle their business as they always do, but don't get too fooled by what you saw Tuesday, because it's very possible that you'll see a different Carolina Hurricanes team out on the ice tonight. What happened? We lost Moeller?
Yeah, we lost Moeller, unfortunately.
That's all right. Tonight, you can watch Moeller and Jessica Blaylock on Scripps Sports, that's channel 39. So they're on at 7:30. Puck drops at 8 o'clock. If you want to watch the game, it'll be on TNT. But if you want the local pregame with Moeller and Jess Blaylock, and you want to see Goldie and Katie Engelson up in Raleigh, North Carolina, watch channel 39 Scripps tonight, Miami and Fort Lauderdale at 7:30. South Florida's 9 in Palm Beach County, 7:30. Again, and you will have radio pregame with Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay, 7:30 here on this radio station. And then you'll hear the entire Panthers game here as well on 560 QAM. Puck drops at 8 p.m. tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.